As we welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show, we have Lisa Lanier, our official attorney, on the phone. Segment is Lawyer Up. She's our official attorney. You can find her at lanierlawgroup.com or hireaheavyweight.com, and she'll go inside several legal cases. Hello, Lisa. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
This is a kind of question we have earlier this week, or last week, I believe. Chris Tam had a story in a Dem report about a guy who is in serious trouble, Michael Schauer of Florida, sentenced last week in federal court, ordered to pay almost $700,000 in restitution. He's a former Disney employee, disgruntled, hacked into Disney menus and changed the menus to avoid things like allergens. Like, he would take away the words that said, if you're allergic to peanuts, you can't have this, that kind of thing.
And the some were childish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. What was the one he said?
Cheesy grits. He changed it to cheesy.
Yeah. Shh. Yeah, mm-hmm. The S word. That's right.
Which people still, because it's Disney, ordered.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it's from Disney. I got to try it.
How bad can it be? Right. Well, Disney stepped up and said, look, this never made it to the paper menu. It never made it to the online menu. So everything is fine. The question was, hypothetically, if someone had ordered and they have a peanut allergy, and this guy had hacked in and they ordered the food not realizing that it had peanuts in it, could he be on the hook for like an involuntary manslaughter? What would the serious charge be?
Yeah, I think it actually might even be a worse charge than that, like a voluntary manslaughter or something. Yes. Like that, negligent homicide. Because when you mess with something like that, you know that you are potentially impacting someone's, you know, life and death health situation. Peanut allergies, you know, are deadly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he would actually face even more significant charges than involuntary if something had happened. But thankfully, Disney caught it. And they stopped it.
Lisa,
he's in a boatload of trouble. They went all after him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Lisa knows. I mean, she has food restrictions yourself.
You're gluten-free.
Yeah, I have celiac disease, so I barf and, you know, mm-hmm. all kinds of things. If I eat any little trace of bread or flour.
We've seen it. We know it. The first time we had lunch with her, she's like, I can't have any flour or anything. We're like, who's this freak? What's she doing?
Disney made me barf one time.
Did they?
What?
What'd you have?
Yeah. I had the shepherd's pie, and it is supposed to be gluten-free, but I think there was some kind of mix-up. You're supposed to be able to get it gluten-free. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Okay.
But, yeah, because that comes in a crust, right?
Yeah.
It's usually, though, a mashed potato crust, but I think there was some thickening agent. You know, sometimes people use flour like a roux or a thickening agent in the beef part of the...
In the roux.
See, what I picture is the waiter staring because there's two shepherd's pies up in the window,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't mark which one's gluten-free.
Yep.
So he's just looking back and forth, taking like, oh, I'll say it's this one.
Oh, Lord.
Right, I'll take a chance. Yeah.
Where were you? Not at Ratatouille's place, I hope. Where were you eating then?
Were you in the park when you got sick or back in a hotel?
You know, I'm trying to remember. I was one of those maybe like Disney Springs, or it wasn't downtown Disney. It was one of those places where you're not mm-hmm. in the hotels, but you're not in the park either.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but you get sick in the park. They just drag you down one of those tunnels below ground. You're never even.
Yeah, we'll be under you.
You might wake up at Disney Springs, but you didn't start there.
Yeah, well, you know, when it hit me, we were driving, because it takes a few hours for it to hit. So I went to see a movie, actually, afterward. I was in town on business. I wasn't even there for pleasure. And, so I pulled over on the side of the road, you know, on that part where it's like Disney Boulevard or whatever.
Yes,
I'm just like, barfing my guts.
Right. Man, you have done. Didn't you have to drop trowel behind a dumpster one time?
I did.
At a Target. Over at Target.
I did. Tarjay's a good gift. That's right. Present. Yeah.
Boy, she's had some real issues while driving. Bless her heart. Celiac. What are you going to do? Celiac.
No picnic.
That's right.
What are you going to do? If you got to go, you got to go.
That's right. Now, Biggie's got a strong stance on this one as well. An Ohio homeowner wants to be compensated by Amazon. A delivery driver walked across his freshly poured concrete driveway despite the yellow tape and flags marking the concrete as wet. The guy named Eric Scholes recorded the incident on his Ring camera, which shows the driver walking through the wet concrete, then going up to the Ring camera saying, "Sorry, bruh." The guy says it'll take $6,000 to repair it, and he wants Amazon to foot the bill, which I agree with. Biggie says Amazon won't do that. What do you think, Lisa?
You know, I'm surprised to read that Amazon is refusing to do this, because they have a whole mechanism set up on their website for things like this. And I've actually had to use it. I had a driver who I had a friend who parked her Tesla at my house. She was using my SUV, and she parked kind of near where you would drop off packages, mm-hmm. near the front porch. And this Amazon driver, just lazy as all get out, gets out of the truck and puts all of the packages on top of the Tesla and scratches the hood.
What?
On the car?
What?
Yes.
I'm just not shocked.
Biggie's not surprised at all.
No, Amazon, I've said for a while, has the worst delivery drivers.
Biggie's done bad.
No, you have not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm going to challenge that.
Terrible.
Sorry. FedEx ranks worse.
FedEx is the worst, baby.
Yeah, now, FedEx would have put them on top of the Tesla and then kicked the hood in.
Right, right.
Amazon, I'll give second. They just do it. They're the second worst. We'll just put it anywhere.
Well, they're on such a tight time yeah. crunch. They run, they drop, they take a picture, and then sprint back to the truck.
But who puts it on top?
Let me tell you something. On. I have a security camera, and this girl ain't running nowhere.
But who puts it on top of the hood of a car?
And I used to order, I don't do it anymore, but I used to order, like, you know, my laundry detergent and my everything, you know, an auto delivery for this. So it was a lot of stuff, some of it kind of heavy.
Yeah.
And she put it all on this Tesla, and sure enough, you know, scratched it. And so, but anyway, I made a claim on behalf of my friend, and they paid for her hood to be repainted.
Yes.
Okay.
This seems like something that they should pay for, but Biggie says they won't.
Yeah.
And I feel like a company that makes as much money as Amazon does wouldn't even blink at that. So, yes, he walked through.
Write the check.
Yeah, write the check. $6,000. What does that mean to this? Nothing to them. But
and it's on video.
Yeah, they got it. And the guy even said, sorry.
My bad.
My bald.
He does. And this was not. It was like there was yellow caution tape up, and there was cones and everything. I mean, this guy walked right through all that.
That's right.
The world.
Why did you stop getting all that stuff delivered, Lisa? Because Biggie still, he goes to war with Amazon all the time. Was it because of that?
It got to the point where, for me personally, it was just too easy to buy stupid stuff.
Yep.
I just have sort of started trying to shop local again more. And, you know, I would order, you know, because I'm close to a hub, so I could just think of something and it would appear on my doorstep in an hour. You know, and
it's a little dangerous. I know.
Yeah, I just got out of hand. I just gave myself a break from it. I was like, this is getting to be too much, you know, and just consumerism, just too. I just want to get simple. You know, go to the Dollar General, buy my detergent.
Could you text my wife?
I'll give your number after.
Which, if you don't mind. Yes, that would be really
nice. Simple life.
The simple life. Go to the Dollar General. See if you can pick up something.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Interesting story here. There may have been a breakthrough on this because I actually saw this before we went off on vacation. A guy named Marcus Lemonis, who is the CEO of Camping World. Camping World is a recreational vehicle company, and he owns the one in Greenville, North Carolina, is the one that has come under fire here. Because Greenville council members say that they have a flag on their property that is 3,200 square feet flying on a 130-foot pole. It's one of those enormous flags. So Greenville City Council says, that's against our regulations. You can't have that.
Too big.
But Lamona says, I love my country. He's from Lebanon, and he says he was adopted from a family in Miami when he was younger. Now he owns this location, and he says, I don't care what you say. Scream it from the rooftop. Find me every day. I'm keeping my American flag up, and this will be the size that it is. Lisa, can he possibly win this fight? Has there been a breakthrough here since I first saw this story?
No, the only update on the story is that he has shuttered the store in Greenville. He has he's closed it down. And he said he's doing that in response to their, you know.
Really?
That they're going to sue him. But the problem for him is that the Supreme Court, not that long ago, made a really clear ruling that municipalities can regulate the size of flags. And this flag that he's flying is almost the size of a basketball court.
Man.
Is what I read.
It's huge.
I mean, it is humongous.
Yeah.
And the problem is, you know, sure, we all were, you know, I'm patriotic. Yay, it's the American flag. But what if it's, you know, something you don't like? You know, what if it's, you know, some flag from some other country or something, the flag of Iran or something.
Oh, now you got to take that. You got to take that down.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the problem. So what the Supreme Court said is that municipalities can have rules and enforce rules as long as they do it across the board to the American flag and the Islamic flag. So, you know,
okay,
that's what they're doing here. So, yeah, he loses. I mean, it's, you know, it's a shame. Maybe, you know, what they're hoping, I think, is that they could work out some kind of compromise with him. He actually suggested that he would pay all those fines that they're levying against him to like a children's cancer charity or something, if as part of a deal. But I don't. He doesn't want to take down the flag, so I think that's going to be an issue.
Yeah. Well, if couldn't he just make it a little smaller? I mean, you can still be patriotic. Yeah. Yeah.
There are plenty of flags.
You know, you can make. I've seen big ones on the highway that I guess are within standards. So I think he could still show his patriotism.
This sounds like,
and he's run into this problem all over the country. He has these. He's got these locations all over the country, and lots of states have come after him for this. It's not unique to North Carolina.
Okay.
This sounds like the one they would use during the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
Right. I mean,
I often wonder, what does something like that weigh? What does a 3,200 square foot flag weigh?
Yeah. And you
300 pounds?
Sure, you have to install it with a crane and, you know, I'm sure it's,
Look, I was in charge of putting up and down and taking down the flag and when I was in middle school. And that's no joke. We took it very seriously. And when you fold it, of course, it's got to be just right. So I can't imagine doing this. I guess he leaves it up all the time, even in the rain. You're not supposed to.
Yeah, unless which you're not. I remember that was my job in elementary school, too. And I remember when it would start to rain, I would stand up and run out of class.
Me too.
Like, oh, my God. I got to go get the flag.
Me too.
Yeah.
God, we were the exact same growing up, Lisa.
What happened?
We were the same. Yeah. What happened?
Look how both of you turned out so differently.
Yeah.
we raced out there to get the
flag. I bet the teachers would say, I believe she became as successful as me. She had it at a young age.
What do they say about me? God, he used to do the flag. He was terrible. What type of
he didn't have much promise to begin with, but he really let us down.
On that flag. That's right.